You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Marlins spring training rolls on in Jupiter, Florida. I'm Tim McMaster, and Joe Fusaro, our MLB.com Marlins reporter, joining us on the podcast. And Joe, you look at this team as they get closer and closer to the start of the regular season, and obviously now a bunch of players leave the team for the World Baseball Classic. Giancarlo Stanton, Christian Yelich, Martin Prado's playing for Venezuela, Edinson Volquez for the Dominican Republic. When all those guys were getting ready to take off and join their respective countries' teams, was there kind of an excitement and a pride going on when you talked to them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Christian Yelich just got a new package of bats from Louisville, which had the kind of red, white, and blue theme. He was quite impressed with those, and he's going to use them, or at least try them out in some games in the Classic. Doesn't know if he could use them in the regular season, but he even brought some of his original bats in case the feel isn't exactly what he likes. But, you know, things like that. I'm sure Stanton, who's always big with the compression sleeve, you know, he kind of one of the ones early on in the forefront of those bright colored compression sleeves since he broke in 2010. I'm sure he'll have like a red, white, and blue type of theme on that he wears. Volquez excited, and he might be getting what's the game to start against the United States on, I think it's Saturday. So, you know, he's excited, and Prado's been, you know, just quietly productive and, you know, locked in and having a good spring, and I'm sure he'll go to Mexico and help Venezuela win a few games as well. So, you know, those guys, they're looking forward to it. You know, there's something, like they always note, you know, there's nothing like representing your country.
Yeah, and on a U.S. team that doesn't have Mike Trout and doesn't have Bryce Harper, Giancarlo Stanton really, I think, kind of becomes the face of that team as far as young star power in Major League Baseball. He's really a guy that's going to get a lot of attention, I think. As far as attention in camp with those guys gone, Don Mattingly gets to see some other guys go a little bit. Guys like Brandon Barnes, Matt Dendecker, Tyler Moore. I mean, there are some opportunities created by the World Baseball Classic for other guys.
Oh, no question. I mean, you're going to have the Marlins. They're not just looking for, you know, depth in their big league roster. They're looking at AAA depth. And like you noted, Barnes, Ben Decker, Tyler Moore, these are guys that are going to get extended looks. They hope that, you know, all will be available. That, you know, if they don't make the big league club, that they go down to New Orleans to start the year. I believe they all three have out clauses. Moore especially is a guy I'm kind of keeping my eye on, Tim, because right-handed hitting first baseman. They haven't played in a little left field. And I still kind of think the team's leaning toward a four-man bench. But, you know, Justin Bour doesn't have that, you know, true right-handed complement. They're talking about Real Muto going over there, but he has yet to do so, you know, in the game, and we're halfway through camp. So, you know, that's a guy I'm kind of keeping my eye on to see if Moore can, you know, raise some eyebrows and continue. Yeah, I've seen guys, Tim, in the past, you know, guys with big league experience look good the first 2 or 3 weeks, when, you know, before they're being game planned for, when they may come in a little more locked in, a little more motivated. And then, you know, those final 10 days when guys start getting ready for the season, you know, you see them really taper off and they don't really, you know, become what you thought they were, at least early on. So it's still, you know, too early to evaluate production and results right now. But no question there are guys like that the organization hopes, you know, adds depth, and, you know, these guys might be counted on at some point.
You mentioned Volquez pitching for the Dominican Republic, and so he's a little more stretched out than maybe he would be if it wasn't for the World Baseball Classic. And his final tune-up was a pretty good one, Joe. 3 1/3 innings, 2 hits. He gave up a run, but a couple of strikeouts. There's a lot that's going to be on him as far as pressure in this team when you think of him coming and joining this rotation, and a rotation that kind of lacks the ace, obviously, that it used to have in Jose Fernandez. But he's a veteran guy, and he seems early on in spring to already be in a good place.
Yeah, Tim, the more I talk to this guy, the more I get to know him, the more you like him. You know, the guy is, you know, he's upbeat. You know, he's a real pro's pro. You know, I was talking to him the other day about, you know, kind of, you know, no stage being too big. I mean, keep in mind, this guy's been an opening day starter, I believe, last year for the Royals against the Mets when they opened in the rematch from, you know, obviously the World Series in 15. You know, he pitched in the World Series, you know, and won, you know, so been part of that environment. This guy has pitched in a World Baseball Classic. You know, he's kind of been at all the stages. And he noted back in, I think it was 09, he said, when he was pitching for the DR in the Classic, and Pedro Martinez came up to him. And Pedro was kind of asking him stuff like, okay, you're getting ready now, but what are you going to do to get ready in the season? How are you going to kind of bridge some innings? How are you going to kind of get through some trouble? And so this guy, he's got so much insight and, experience. And, the fact that, he's saddling up next to Pedro Martinez is, he's getting such valuable, information that he got then and kind of helps prepare. I mean, he doesn't wow you. He's up to 98, 91 to 93. He's got that hard sinker. He's going to compete. And, I'm sure for the DR, he's going to be real motivated. They're looking to repeat as champ of the World Baseball Classic. And sure, in the ideal world for the Marlins, he has a good, classic, and he comes into the season, pretty sharp. And the Marlins certainly are going to need that.
A.J. Ellis was hoping to play for the United States. He's out because of a hamstring. He's making progress. Jeff Locke also, I guess, making progress. Ichiro is back on the field in games again. Overall health of this team, Joe, seems pretty good at this point.
Yeah, except for, they don't have a ton of depth, and the guys that are going to be on their bench are all dealing with something. And you have to feel for A.J. Ellis. He was really looking forward to going to the World Baseball Classic, wearing the United States jersey. Getting up there in terms of age and doesn't know if he'll ever get an opportunity again. And he was giving him a chance to kind of get acquainted with his new ballpark at Marlins Park in that first round. And, you really feel badly for him. He tweaked the hamstring about 10 or so days ago. And, not even in the game. He woke up in the morning, he caught a Brad Ziegler live fan. He was running the bases, about an hour later as part of a drill. Felt it then, and he wasn't worried about him being ready for opening day, but he ran out of time to get ready for the Classic, and he's still not back on the field. But I think a guy like Ellis would need about a week or two to get ready for the season. You mentioned Jeff Locke. That's a guy I would not be surprised if he opens the year on the DL. But, the bigger issue is, a veteran guy like that who they're going to need isn't so much being on the opening day roster, but making sure you're not missing him, 6 months. If he misses a couple of weeks in April or even the whole month, and I'm not saying he's going to, you can kind of live with that if he comes in, after that point, healthy and ready to contribute. But, the organization seems confident. It's not a serious issue. They're calling it left bicep tendonitis, which is just inflammation. And, bicep isn't so much in the meat of the bicep. It's almost like in the shoulder area. So, until he, really gets going, we don't really know what to expect, except for they don't think it's, serious, where he'll lop him off a half a year or so. And, Ichiro missed that time after the collision in an outfield drill. You would have liked to have seen him playing just to get his timing going. He's in there again, but, he's even being kind of, brought along more slowly, getting a start here and, fit a day, that type of thing. But, as we approach these final 3 weeks of camp, I'm sure Ichiro will get enough work. And he's 43 now. You want to see the signs that there's no slowing down and, missing, 10 days, 2 weeks, whatever it was, wasn't the ideal way for him to start camp.
One more guy I wanted to talk to you about, Joe. Dylan Peters, number 5 prospect for the Marlins. He's not a guy who is going to make the opening roster by any standpoint, but young guys get a chance in spring training here. And last time out, 2 scoreless innings. He looked really good, and I guess he's really impressed his skipper, Don Mattingly, as well.
Yeah, he's going to get a start on Thursday. Team's off on Wednesday. It's their off day in camp. They just said he's going to get the start Thursday at the Nationals, and that would be an interesting test for him. I mean, here's a left-hander, throwing 91-94. He threw 91-92 against the Braves, but he's been up to 93-94 already. As he noted, number 5 prospect, a guy who I anticipate to be ready to contribute at some point this season. He just has that look like he belongs to him, and it really got me when they faced the Braves up there. It's not that easy. out and just dominated the Braves lineup. But what he did one inning, the second inning, is that he Freddie Freeman leads off with a double, you know, left on left situation. He takes him deep to center field. So he said, the next guy gets a ground ball to second, leads Freddie to third. He gets Marquez, you know, a guy who's given the Marlins a pitch and, you know, clearly a guy with a good, you know, track record in the big leagues and a guy who's hard to strike out, a guy to, you know, hard to get swing and misses. He had a 9-pitch at bat with him. Count runs full. Marquez is fouling some balls off. He kind of pulls a string on a 78-mile-an-hour curveball. Just gets Marquez out front enough that he lets a real lazy fly to short left, not deep enough to score Freddie, and then he strikes out Adonis Garcia with a curveball. And that kind of moxie against big league players, you know, that was, to me, one of the more encouraging moments when you look at, you know, the team from not, you know, I'm not worried about Yelich or any of those guys, but trying to look to see who's coming up and could help at some point in the season. You know, that to me was an eye-opener, and you could see this kid competitive. And he went to the University of Texas, a 10th round pick a few years ago. Probably would have been higher, but he was dealing with an injury that dropped him a little bit in the draft. But a guy that looks like could be a contributor and kind of one of those sneaky guys that helps this team by the midpoint of the season if they need him.
Great stuff, Joe. And we will continue to watch him and all these Marlins as we get through spring training. This has been MLB.com Extras. Our Marlins edition. For Joe Frisaro, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.